Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey? If you'd like, I'll teach you the basics of computers.
Oh, all right.
How gallant.
I do have a mind of my own, but that doesn't mean anything.
Is she always that snippy?
You have no idea.
Hello, Connie. Come in.
You wanted to see me?
Yes. Have a seat, dear. I need to talk to you about your graduation plans.
Oh, yeah. I can hardly wait. One more semester and I'm out of here.
Well, not quite.
Not quite? What do you mean, not quite?
Well, that's what I need to talk to you about, dear. You see, according to your records, by the end of this semester, you'll have completed all of your requirements for graduation, except one.
What? What one?
A government class. Political theory, too.
Oh, great. It would have to be government. Well, I guess I better sign up for it, huh?
Therein lies the problem.
I knew it. There's always a problem.
Oh, well, unfortunately, yes. That class won't meet until next semester.
Next semester? You mean the one after this one?
Yes.
But that means I'll have to wait another half a year to graduate.
I know. I'm sorry, Connie.
I don't believe this.
Well, now, before you give up all hope, there may be a solution. You know that the mayoral election is coming up.
Yeah, so?
So, I've talked it over with the principal, and because you've been such a good student, we're giving you the option of earning your government class credit by volunteering to work on one of the candidates' campaigns.
Working on a campaign?
That's correct. You'd have to see it through the election, then write a report about your experiences. You'll be graded on the report, and that will fulfill your requirement.
Meaning I'll graduate at the end of the semester like I planned?
As long as you pass your other classes. So what do you say?
I say okay. Just one question, though.
What?
About the election?
Yes.
Who's running?
That's right, Odyssey. It's me, your old friend, Bart Rathbun. I'm back, and I'm running for mayor again. And this time, things are
Hi, Connie.
Different.
Oh, is that about the mayoral election? I want to hear this.
To a gentler, kinder Odyssey. The kinder Odyssey that only my kind guy can bring about. Kinder. So, if you want kindness, think Rathbun. And if you want great deals, think the Electric Palace official campaign headquarters for Rathbun for mayor. And the kinder business that a kinder Odyssey kinda needs. Cihabla Espinoli. Paoli. Cihabla Espinoli. You know what I mean, friends.
That was the scene at the Electric Palace earlier today as Bart Rathbone announced his second official bid to become mayor of Odyssey. Margaret Fay, who announced her candidacy 3 days ago, greeted the news in typical political fashion in an impromptu speech from the steps of City Hall.
I congratulate Mr. Rathbone on his courage in running again, especially considering his, shall we say, somewhat checkered past. His candidacy is typical of the thinking that has crippled this town politically and made local government a laughingstock during the last several years. It's also further evidence that Odyssey needs fresh leadership, not the same old business-as-usual men we've been getting.
Both candidates say they will be spending the next few weeks raising funds and making speeches.
Oh, boy. Other well, news. Here we go again.
Yeah. You don't sound too happy about it, though.
Well, let's just say I think the pickings are mighty slim in the mayoral department this time around.
Why do you say that? I mean, it's pretty obvious why you can't support Bart, but what's the matter with Margaret?
Well, based on my conversations with her, I think she has ideas and opinions that if she were elected mayor, might become policies I really can't support.
Oh.
Well, is that a problem?
No. Just wish you'd mentioned it earlier, that's all.
Oh, why?
Because I just volunteered to work on Market Faye's campaign, that's why.
Volunteered to work on Margaret Faye's campaign?
Yeah, just before I came here.
What? Connie, what prompted you to do that?
Graduation. I need a government class to graduate this semester. Political theory, too. It's not offered until next semester. This was the quickest way for me to get it.
But why Margaret's campaign?
Well, I couldn't work on Bart's.
Well, I guess you didn't have much of a choice.
I know you and Margaret didn't work out as a couple, but she seems like a decent person and everything.
Oh, of course she is. She just, well, she has different views on things, that's all. You need to be careful.
Careful?
Discerning. You know, just cautious about what you hear.
Hey, aren't I always? Don't answer that. Listen, I have to go to a short meeting at Margaret's campaign headquarters, but I wanted to go to the bank first. Do you have my paycheck ready?
Oh, sure, right here.
Thanks. Oh, wait, this is Eugene's.
It is? Oh, good grief. I must have grabbed the wrong envelope. Here, let me have it, Connie.
Well, I can give it to Eugene.
Oh, no, just give it to me.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Yours is up in the office. I'll just go and get it.
Yeah. That was odd.
Mr. Rathbone, surely you jest.
Surely I don't.
You seriously want me to work on your campaign for mayor?
Surely. Yes, can help us get all computerized and stuff. Come on, what do you say?
I'm incredulous.
Is that a yes?
After all your dubious scheming and nefarious plotting to the detriment, if not outright damage, of the town of Odyssey and its denizens, how can you realistically expect that I would even consider, much less grant, your request for my ministrations and assistance in your bid to attain office?
Is that a yes?
In a word, no! No! 1,000 times no!
I get it. You just want to think about it for a while. Well, fine, fine. Just give me your answer tomorrow.
Huh. I give up.
Now listen, you too, Connie. If I am going to pull this one out, I'm going to need all my friends.
Friends, Bart?
Oh, I know we've had our differences in the past, but it's time to put all that behind us. Let bygoners be bygoners. Bury the hatchet.
And we know who has the hatchet and where he'd like to bury it.
So, can I count on your support, Connie?
Sorry, Mr. Rathbone, I'm already spoken for.
What do you mean?
I volunteered to work on Margaret Faye's campaign.
What?
Really?
Yes, Eugene, really.
You surprise me, Miss Kendall. Are you certain you want to do this?
I'm certain it'll get me my government credit so I can graduate.
Ah, then there is an ulterior motive.
So what's that supposed to mean?
Simply that campaigning is hardly your coup de maître.
Well, maybe it's becoming my coup de... whatever.
Maître. And you, involved in the political realm? You hardly strike me as the type.
Would you like me to strike you, Eugene? Because
Connie.
I'm...
Whittaker! It's about time you showed up. Did you know Connie is going to work on that Margaret Parsons campaign?
Yeah, she explained it all to me.
Well, you're going to let her do it?
Let her? It's her choice, Bart.
But you've got to stop her. You know how mindless high schoolers are. There is no telling what kind of awful things that woman will put into her head.
What?
Regretfully, I must concur with Mr. Rathbone, although I would hesitate to use his precise syntax.
Meaning?
Meaning I don't believe Ms. Kendall to be mindless, but I do believe she is impressionable.
The point is, Connie will do what you say. So, just tell her no.
Will you all stop talking about me like I'm not here? I've already volunteered to work with Margaret, and that's that.
Connie's right. She's a senior in high school now. She's made her decision. End of story. Oh, here's your check, Connie.
Thank you, Whit.
And yours, too, Eugene.
Ah, thank you.
Excuse me, folks.
I apologize, Miss Kendall. Perhaps I overstepped my bounds. It won't happen again.
Thank you, Eugene.
You're throwing away your paycheck stub?
Yeah, I always do.
Well, you really should keep them, you know. They're important financial statements.
And... there you go!
I'm merely pointing out...
I know what you're doing. You're telling me how to live my life. And right after you said it wouldn't happen again...
Miss Kendall...
I don't want to hear it, you...
Boy, you really put your foot in it that time. Is she always that snippy?
You have no idea.
Oh, Bart, you still here?
Absolutely. Listen, I got to talk to you, Whit.
Whit? You only call me that when you want something, so what is it this time?
Whit, I want Iz to endorse me.
What?
Please. I mean, you got it. Do you realize what's at stake here?
The office of mayor?
Oh, more. Much more. That Margaret person has threatened to break up the old boys' network.
The what?
You know, the group that has controlled this town for years.
Oh, Bart, stop talking nonsense. There's no old boys' network in Odyssey.
Sure there is. You and Riley are part of it.
That's ridiculous. Bart, you can't in all seriousness expect me to come out in support of you after all the terrible things you've done.
Why does everybody keep saying that? Besides, I paid my debit to society. Come on, Whittaker, what do you say?
I say no. I'm sorry, Bart, I don't endorse political candidates. Now, if the people of Odyssey believe you have the best ideas, you'll win. So, just make sure you come up with the best ideas. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Ideas. This ain't over, Whittaker. I will find some way to get your endorsement.
I just want to say in closing that we face great opposition because this campaign is different. We're challenging the status quo in Odyssey, namely the politicians and businessmen who've been running this town for too long. Needless to say, we're going to need great effort from all of you. Effort I know you're all going to give. Thank you, and let's get to work. Hester, I believe you have assignments for everyone.
Yes, I do, Margaret. Okay, if everyone will please step over here and grab some posters and bumper stickers. I also have the assignment.
Excuse me, young lady.
Me?
Yes, it's Katie, isn't it?
Connie.
Connie, that's right. You work for John Whittaker, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
How do you like it there?
Fine. I've worked there since I moved to Odyssey, so I must.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did Whit send you here?
What?
You know, to keep an eye on me.
No, Whit didn't send me here. I'm here because I need a school credit to graduate.
Is that the only reason? Don't you believe in what I stand for?
Well, that depends.
On what?
On what you stand for.
Well, for one thing, I want to shake up the old regime here in Odyssey. And to be honest, that makes me a little worried about you helping with my campaign.
Why?
Because of your friendship with Whit and Tom Riley. I make them nervous, especially since they're part of the old ways of doing things.
I'm not sure I follow you.
I think you do. Look, Connie, I know Whit doesn't agree with my ideas. But if you're going to work on my campaign, you're going to have to ask yourself what you believe, not what Whit says or what Tom says or what anyone else says. What do you think? I want to believe that you're a mature young woman with a mind of your own.
Whit doesn't tell me what to think. I do have a mind of my own.
Good. I'll expect you to put it to work. Just remember, Connie, Whit isn't perfect.
He would be the first one to tell you that.
Oh, I know. And I think Whit's a good Christian man. But everyone has shortcomings that they struggle with. And I think one of Whit's is fairness.
Fairness? Are you serious? Whit is the most fair man I know.
Mm-hmm. You're not the only employee at Whit's End, are you?
No. There's also Eugene.
Who's been working there longer?
I have.
How many times since you've both been working there has Whit placed Eugene in charge of the shop over you?
Well,
be honest.
Quite a few.
What about your job descriptions? What does Eugene do?
Well, mostly he works on the displays and the computers.
And you?
Mostly I wash dishes and clean tables, but that's only because Eugene knows about those things. I mean, that's why he was hired.
While you were hired to wash dishes and clean tables.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't?
I'm sorry for interrupting, but we do need you over here, Margaret.
I'll be right there. Connie, please understand. I really do hold Whit in the highest regard, but I also know how men are. I've had to fight with them all my life just to be thought of as their equal.
But Whit isn't like that.
I hope you're right. So can I make a suggestion?
What?
Just watch how things progress around Whit's End and Odyssey in general, with your eyes wide open this time. Excuse me.
Whit isn't that way. Is he?
Ah, greetings, Miss Kendall.
Hi, Eugene. Is Whit here?
Upstairs in the office, I believe.
Hmm.
You seem distracted, Miss Kendall. Is something wrong?
Maybe.
Something I can help you with?
No.
Huh. Then if you'll excuse me, I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Just that I think Whit might be doing something. I can't believe he'd do it. At least not on purpose.
Really? Well, what is it?
I don't want to say.
I see. Is it something that Mr. Whittaker could do?
Yeah, I'm sure he could do it.
Then you must consider the distinct possibility that he is indeed doing it.
I just don't think he would do it.
Well, given what you know of his character, if you believe this is antithetical to his behavior, then he probably isn't doing it.
Yeah, but what if he is?
Does this problem, perchance, have anything to do with your meeting with Miss Fay?
I don't want to say.
That's it. I'm leaving.
But what if it's true, Eugene?
Miss Kendall, has Mr. Whittaker ever let you down?
Well, no.
Then I'm sure he won't in this matter either. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to the bank.
Yeah, sure. Have a... Whoa, what's that?
Huh? Oh, this? I believe it's called a cash bag.
Whit is paying you in cash now?
Hardly. This contains the daily tally for Whit's End. Mr. Whittaker asked me to deposit it.
Wait a minute. You're making the deposit?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Whit always made it.
Well, it's a responsibility he's passed on to me. And I'd like to complete it before the bank closes or my retirement, so
if you... Excuse me, but why you? I mean, Whit's never asked me to make the deposit.
Perhaps it's because he doesn't want to place you in any undue danger.
Well, he's placing you in undue danger.
Well, that's different.
Why?
Because you're a girl. Farewell.
Because I'm a girl?
Oh, hi, Connie.
Hi, Whit.
Oh, when did you get in?
Just a little while ago.
Oh, where's Eugene?
He went to the bank.
Oh, good.
Yeah, great.
Something wrong, Connie?
No.
Connie, what is it?
Eugene is making the deposits for Whit's End now.
Yes. So?
He said you don't let me make the deposits because I'm a girl.
Oh.
Then it's true?
Well, yes, it is.
I see.
I guess I'm old-fashioned that way. I think a young woman with a lot of money is a bigger target than a young man with a lot of money.
Is that why you put Eugene in charge of Whit's End more often than me? Because I'm a girl?
Well, do I? I'm not aware of it. But if I do, it has nothing to do with your gender, Connie. It has to do with the fact that Eugene has had the more flexible schedule. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sure.
There's more, isn't there?
Well.
Okay. What now?
Well, how come Eugene gets to do the glamorous and interesting work on computers and the machines while all I do is watch the counter, wait on tables, and wash dishes?
Well, aside from the fact that you're not trained to do that work and Eugene is... You've never shown a great aptitude for the computers or the machines. I believe in keeping people in their strengths. Do you want to learn how to work on them?
Yeah. You think I want to wait on tables and clean up messes for the rest of my life?
Oh, no, of course not.
I'm sorry, Whit. I'd probably be in a pain.
No, Connie, you're not. You're asking legitimate questions. And I owe you an apology as well.
For what?
Well, for assuming things about you that aren't true. Again, it's not intentional.
That's okay.
If you'd like, I'll teach you the basics of computers.
Oh, I'd like that very much.
Oh, good. We'll start just as soon as Eugene gets back from the bank.
There's your receipt, Mr. Meltzner. Thank you for banking with us.
You're most welcome.
Next.
Let's see. I have my passbook, my checkbook, my stub. Oh, my goodness. Mrs. Rathbone, are you all right?
What hit me here? Someone get the number of that truck.
I'm so sorry. Here, let me help you up.
Oh, Eugene, it's you. Thanks.
It was completely my fault. I was in a hurry and not watching where I was going.
Oh, it's all right. My flyers, they're all over the place.
Oh, allow me to gather them.
Oh, all right. How gallant.
There we are. I'm afraid some of them are rather rumpled.
Don't worry about it. It's just nice to know that there are strong, handsome young men around to help out ladies in distress.
Yes, well, Mrs. Rathbone, I really have to be going now. Again, I'm sorry.
It's okay there. Oh, what a nice young man.
Shame about that haircut, though. Oof.
Doris! What are you doing?
Oh, just campaigning.
Was that Eugene?
Yeah, he knocked over my flyers and he picked them up.
Sabotage, huh?
No, Bud. It was an accident.
Well, come on. We got lots of work to do.
Okay. Just let me do... Hey, what's this?
What's what? It's not a typo, is it? I told that guy leader was spelt with two E's.
It's not a typo. There's a piece of paper that don't belong here. It's the stub from Eugene's paycheck. Wow. He makes a nice living at Wits End.
Let me see that.
Look
there.
Yeah,
he does that.
Uh-huh. Oh, what's so funny? You don't make that much.
Well, maybe nothing, and maybe everything. Come on, let's go.
Go? But what about the flyers?
Forget the flyers. I think I just came up with something that's better than 10,000 flyers. Come on, Muffin. Well, find anything yet, Doris?
No, nothing yet.
Well, I know it's in there. I saw her throw it away earlier. Hurry it up, will you?
Look, Bud, if you's in such an all-fire hurry, you's could always jump in here and look through Whitaker's trash with me.
But then who would stand guard?
I could stand guard.
But you're looking through the trash.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Hey, you sure this ain't illegal?
No, not really.
Then why do you need to stand guard?
You wouldn't want anyone to see us in there, would you? I mean, that's why I insisted on waiting until night. I wouldn't want you to be embarrassed.
Oh, you're so good to me, Bart.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, now hurry it up, will you?
Okay. What am I looking for again?
A paycheck stub, Doris, remember? Just like Eugene's.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got one here, but it ain't exactly like Eugene's. It's got Connie's name on it.
That's it. That's the one I want.
Wow, it sure is a whole lot smaller than Eugene's.
Let me see.
See?
Yeah. And it's just what I need to get Whitaker's endorsement and put the election in my back pocket.
Hester, I sorted out the flyers. What's next?
Let's see. Why don't you staple these three sheets together for Margaret's press conference?
Okay.
Connie.
Hi, Margaret.
Hester, would you mind if I borrowed Connie for a few moments?
Not at all.
Thank you. Let's talk, Connie.
What's up?
I have a favor to ask of you. Now, you don't have to do it if you don't want to.
Well, what is it?
I've come across some information about someone here in Odyssey.
Oh, what kind of information?
The kind that can challenge the status quo. Now, I can use this information in my campaign to show voters the mindset of the businessmen and political leaders in this town. A mindset that I have to change before I can be elected.
Oh, sounds important.
It is.
How do I fit in?
I'd like you to investigate the information to see if it's true.
Me? Really?
You, really.
Wow. But... why me?
Well, because you're the best person for the job.
Well, okay. What do I have to do?
Now, don't say yes just yet. There's a catch.
A catch? What? What is it?
The information is about Whit.
Whit? You want me to investigate something about Whit?